As city leaders work to increase the size of the Anchorage Police Department, they're also beginning efforts to boost diversity within the force. And last week, staff from the Police Employees Union tried something new. But as KSKA's Zechariah Hughes reports, they're bumping into a familiar problem, enticing enough new recruits.
The Anchorage Police Department's Employees Association, APDEA, set up an hour on Facebook where they had an officer rapidly responding to questions about recruiting.
We want to cast a broad net.
Danny Myron is a communications manager for the union. The Facebook event is a new experiment to reach more would-be applicants.
It's kind of similar to a radio call-in show, except that it's using social media as a platform.
But the event drew questions from just four men. It highlights a problem the department faces with recruitment. Even when city leaders decide to pay for more police academies that replenish and grow the force, they can't always get enough people through the process. There are 18 individuals slated to enter the academy starting at the end of this month. That is well below the department's goal of graduating 28 per academy. Sergeant Christy Kunder supervises APD's recruiting unit and says they use a multi-pronged strategy for advertising open academies. Radio and bus ads, mailing out inserts, booths at large public events both in and out of state. The goal, Kunder says, is getting as many people to apply as possible. But they don't just want quantity. They need quality.
We just don't have enough qualified applicants. The standards are pretty high for an officer, as they should be. The process is fairly long. It's 4 to 6 months. It is a tough process. Only 2 to 3% of people actually make it all the way through the process to be hired.
That is a lower success rate than admissions to Harvard. And it's part of the reason APD looks out of state so often to find candidates. In California, for example, where they target Marines transitioning out of the military, or New York State, where the waitlist for NYPD's academy is 2 years. That importation strategy, though, doesn't totally fit with a growing public appetite for a more diverse police force. As part of its emphasis on a larger staff capable of a more coherent community policing model, the transition team examining public safety for the Berkowitz administration identified diversity within APD's recruitment phase as a priority during the mayor's first term. As the administration adds extra academies to rebuild the size of the police force, those diversity efforts are just beginning.
We are aware that the community's interest in having a police force that looks and feels like the diversity of Anchorage is there.
George Martinez is a special assistant to the mayor handling, among other things, diversity. He says there's no centralized authority over recruiting efforts, but instead an emphasis on building partnerships and identifying barriers. Members of the administration are informally asking community councils to push young people towards applying to APD, and the administration is using its own social media accounts to cross-promote open police academies. Martinez says the mayor's office has a keen interest in collaborating with APD, not foisting an internal agenda on the department, which had a troubled relationship with the last mayor's administration. But Martinez says they are trying to expand who in Anchorage and from what parts of town is asked to apply to become an officer.
Three out of the top five high schools for diversity are here in the city of Anchorage. And I think we all kind of get a sense of what a diverse city looks like and of what a diverse police force could look like.
APD is now accepting applications for its 2016 Spring Academy. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.